Special Commissioners Court meeting. It is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, precinct one.
Claudia Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Vincent Varas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct three.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, precinct four.
Imelda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. We have a quorum. Let's go ahead and proceed with public comments. Any public comments at this time?
Got it. Thanks. We recently purchased two storage containers. Each of them are 45 footers, and we're in need of some gravel that we can obtain from La Copa Ranch free of charge. But we're in need of utilizing trucks to bring it in, to haul it in. We'll probably need like maybe 10 loads. What we're going to try to do, we're going to try to elevate the surface so we can get a even surface when they lay the containers down. They're going to be utilized for evidence and anything else that we use it for. And then we're going to resurface, elevate the portion next to the gas tank simply to relocate our units and for stationary purposes, parking. But I like to utilize the county trucks if y'all willing. It's just free material that we don't have to utilize from the road and bridge. So I just hope that I can get y'all's approval to do this, proceed with this project. Have any questions?
I don't see any problem with it. Just to be on the safe side, let us get with David T. It is private property.
Yes.
That's my concern.
Okay. And we're not going to have.
Sorry. Okay, sir. Okay.
And
all right, great.
We don't need a front loader neither. They have their own front loader. They'll load it up for us. All we're doing is just plan the trucks to come and go from the ranch.
And what day would be good for you guys, for us to do that work?
Well, I'm here today because we needed. Hopefully, we can start this as soon as I think your guys are tied up and on a project right now somewhere at a ranch fixing something.
Okay.
So as soon as that gets done, because they're going to drop off the containers on the 1st or 2nd of May.
All right.
Actually, the first one container and the second second of May will be the next container.
The foreman will get back with you? Sure. The foreman will get back
David,
with
you? David, sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
And schedule it?
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, line item two, discuss, consider an act in regards to facility usage contract for the jam. Nice Fairgrounds and lifting of the alcohol ban for the 4th of July rodeo and other activities July 3rd through the 4th, 2018. Roselia. Let's move on. If she's on here, let's give her a little bit of time. Let's see. This line item five, discuss and approve line item transfer of $35 from 012-504-56-5000. Office applies to 012-504-56-9010 membership dues, and that's for JP2. Any questions?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Mayor.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item seven, discuss, consider an act on renting space at the old hospital building, including providing for advertisement and the appointment of a commissioner to handle the rental process. Submitted by Martinez. Commissioner Martinez.
Yes, members of the court and county judge, we're trying to rent the old hospital to some doctors. I believe there's going to be three doctors. And they went and saw the building. They just want the middle part of the building where Dr. Sosa used to rent. so we can advertise, or else we can go through, I guess, where it wants to rent the hospital. Mr. Deputy, you think that we should lead, I mean, advertise for it? Okay. All right, sir. Sure. Okay. No problem at all.
I have a suggestion before we go and spend money on advertisement and renting it to those doctors. I suggest that we get it inspected by a professional to make sure that the building is up to par with everything. We went through this with Mr. Sines and Landa when they were placed there. It was not fit. So I suggest that we not spend money on advertising until we get it inspected by a professional to make sure everything's up to par.
Okay, no problem. If the court's willing to spend extra money to do that, I don't have no problem with it.
I don't think it's so much the money, but because we've spent so much money already into it.
I know that if I recall, we were going to put all the people, just in case if there was a disaster, we're going to use that for emergency purpose, and we never did the inspection. Now we want to do the inspection now to see if it's capable of holding all those people, just in case if there's an emergency now. I mean,
if it's not feasible for rental, then I don't think we should rent it.
Well,
in case of an emergency, we'll...
Is it feasible for emergency as well?
We don't know that. That's why I'm saying we should get it inspected.
So now we're going to do the
professional
inspection.
A professional inspector, make sure everything is up to par.
Who would you, do you recommend anyone?
I don't know.
We also have that water problem underneath.
Matter of fact, Judge, the maintenance supervisor took care of that problem. They went in there and fixed the problem. The problem is already fixed, Judge.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know that.
Just for your information.
Good to know that. Okay, so then what did y'all decide? You want to have it inspected by David and, I mean, David, what's his name?
Beto.
Beto and Dante, or do you want to look into...
I mean, they're not professionals to go in there and really do the inspection. I mean, what kind of inspection are you talking about, sir? Electrical,
storage, water, all of that stuff.
You can rent as it is. We can rent it as
well,
is.
Well, yeah. I thought we're going to do that if we have an lease agreement, and that lease agreement was going to say that they are responsible for the electricity, any major repairs, long work outside, and so forth. So
the water bill that was there for that leak, who took care of it?
They did, sir.
They did?
Yes. It was over $10,000. Mm-hmm. And that, I believe Mr. Petroli can answer that as well. I mean,
as is. That's all you have to put. As is.
Maybe we can get Dante and Benjamin. And they can inspect it also. I mean, you know what I mean? They can.
Well, they can, yeah.
But when something happens and it comes back to them, who inspected it?
Yes.
They're not professional inspectors either.
They've looked at the building already. Am I correct? They've looked at the building already?
Yes, Ms. Tessa.
They have.
Yes.
They didn't like the one, the Tenel one, right?
No. It was too small.
Okay.
As is.
You know, as it? As is.
As is. Well, that's all you have to put in the contract, as is.
But that's the reason I brought it to you guys.
Do you have a motion to approve on item 7?
Right here, Judge.
All right. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Mr. Martinez, he's the one that's been handling it. Commissioner Martinez?
Commissioner Martinez?
Not a problem.
All right. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Line item 2, discuss and consider an act in regards... No. No opposed. Oh, you're opposed? I'm sorry. One opposed. Line item two. Senate. Discuss, consider an act in regards to facility usage contract for Jay Melanie Fairgrounds and lifting of the alcohol ban for 4th of July rodeo and other activities on July 3rd and 4th, 2018.
Okay, that's the Brooks County Sheriff's Department are requesting the use of the facilities for an event on July 3rd. They weren't sure about both dates, but they confirmed that it was only the 3rd, July 3rd. And they're having a ranch rodeo and among the other events. And we just went ahead and put in there just to lift the alcohol ban from the get-go.
Okay. So. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second.
Royer.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Discussion on worksite wellness.
We have another one.
Line item three, discussion on a worksite wellness program.
I'm sorry, I forgot my paperwork. But the worksite wellness is, I attended a conference a couple of weeks ago, and it's in regards to a worksite wellness program. And there's several programs that we have in there. For example, step up to scale down, maintain no gain. And as a matter of fact, I just had them sent to Erica for the payroll. And it'll be the mobile cooking classes. Those are four classes. And in each class, I'll be the actual person doing the food demo, as well as, you know, the individuals that participate will also be participating in making a dish, four recipes, I'm sorry. And then we also have the Cooking Well with Diabetes. That's also a four-week series. And then we have the Walk Across Texas that we have ongoing right now. It starts April the 30th, and so I'm hoping that some of the county employees or all of the county employees participate. And there'll be incentives going out throughout the week. There's some that the worksite wellness that they do want to charge, but pretty much because you do have a county extension agent in Brooks County, they're pretty much free. Then in August the 2nd, we have the dinner tonight. That's the one that we will be seeking sponsors, solely because the actual menu is going to be on diabetic recipes, and we just want to make sure that if we get enough sponsors, we have some of the population to participate without having to charge the actual community, because it's about $25 per person. And we already have it scheduled for the gallery downtown. It's about 120 people. We already have the menu selected. We have our celebrity guest chef. And then we do have the specialists coming in from the surrounding district, within our district, but coming into Flagpole just to assist us with the dinner tonight. And it's going to be an awesome program. We've had several. We had a multi-county last year, and that was in Alice. And we did participate as far as the diabetes menu, and we had the black bean tostadas with shrimp, and it had the hot chocolate cheesecake, mini cheesecakes, and then it also had the calabacitas and the Mexican rice. And of course, everything falls within a 400-calorie menu, and it had four carbohydrate choices. And this is why we do the classes, so that we educate the individuals as far as carbs and everything else that goes along with it. And this was just an FYI, but we're hoping to be able to get some of the county employees participate in the actual event. And this also falls within our TAC realm as far as what we should be doing within the county. So that way the employees get those incentive points as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Line item four, discuss and follow-up audit done on 12-12-17 at the landfill and possibly approve remedies to fix the discrepancies in the original audit that have not been remedied.
Okay.
Hi, Court. We're back, as promised. I said to come back in 3 months, do a follow-up audit on the landfill that was done December 12th. You all should have that stuff in front of you. It looks like this. I just gave you a copy. You have this on the December 12th. So these are the findings that we found, the stuff that we discussed. Believe that the recommendation of the court was to follow the recommendations of the auditors at that time to fix these discrepancies. So we're back, and I want to go through this. So if you can go to this other one I gave you, the one I told you was a follow-up one. That's okay. That's the second piece, second stuff I gave you. Yes? Okay. The first finding we had over there at the landfill, which we discussed last time in December, was that they were being paid for lunch hour. I don't know if y'all remember that. They were being paid for lunch hour. And the findings was that there was progression of this incident happening Saturday at first, then sporadic dates, and then every day. Some of the questions was who authorized this to occur. Found out there was no local policy to state for or against. Lunch is not a mandate. But if a given, it has to be at least 30 minutes, and the employee is free to do as they wish through the Texas labor laws. So on the follow-up audit, we found out that the trash route individuals, not mentioning any names, are not taking lunch. They're being paid for lunch on most of the day still. The back people, the spotters, what we call them, I don't know what the exact terminology is, but the ones that work in the back, the spotters, they are taking a lunch. The ones in front are still working through lunch and being paid for lunch. They're also, they're doing like half and half. And then the supervisor is taking lunch for the most part. So we see here that there seems to be a form of staggered lunch trying to be implemented, but there's no policy that has been implemented to address the issue. One of the other issues is a health issue. I don't know if, I mean, that's a legitimate issue. I don't know what it would be for a person, you know, working out in the sun not to take a lunch for 8 hours. I don't know how that would portray as far as their health. You know, some people are sick and they have to take a break and take medicine or take, I don't know. There might be a health issue there. I'm just saying that in general. I don't know. But all I know is that the recommendations that we had given to the court and the court had given to the landfill department to implement is being done here and there, hit and miss. So that's something that we still want to look into because there is no policy that says that, you know, we should be paying for lunch for these people. We know that the reason we brought this to your attention was because when they're working through lunch, that accumulates comp time, that accumulates hours, that accumulates money that we do not budget into the budget. So we have to be diligent and frugal in how we spend that budget because of other issues that we're going to bring up in a little bit. So that's number one. Number two was that the travel time, there was a travel time was asking to be reimbursed. They went to San Antonio and they wanted to get reimbursed for all the time that they actually drove on the way to San Antonio, on the way back to San Antonio. We recommended that a policy be created. No policy has been created as of yet. We did give that individual those hours because, you know, unless we're told differently, we're not going to hurt the individual until the court tells me differently. But the recommendation was for a policy to be created, nothing. Error in calculation of timesheet, that was number three. There have been a lot of errors in the timesheets. I did another audit on that, again, up to date, and I'm finding out that there's some issues as far as converting hours to decimal or minutes to decimal, that kind of stuff, which I can understand that's difficult. But there's also some issues in some particular timesheets, and like I said, I'm not going to discuss any names. I'd be more happy to get with you individually if you'd like to let you know exactly who those people are. But there's some times, for example, like say the month of November. In the month of November, say the last week in November, it only has like 2 days, and then the rest of the week is in December. So what they're doing is taking those days, say in November, that last week, that they're putting November and December dates, and say they work, you know, say they get 5 hours of comp time, all right? So in December, they're putting down that exact same week, and they're adding another five hours of comp time. So they're adding comp time twice. So they're doing it in November, using that week, and doing it in December, all right? So there's, and this is on a couple people. So I got the changes for that, all the additions, subtractions. That was one of the issues. There's some times when they have people off and they're working on a timesheet or vice versa. There's a lot of different hours. There's a lot of different things where, because they have a time clock and it says 7:03 and they put 7, it says 7:08 and they put 7, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, we can make policy that states, you know what, if they get here from 7 to 7:07 or whatever, it's 7 o'clock. But there's no such policy in place. So due diligence says, you know what, if I'm clocking in at 7:01, then I should get paid from 7:01 to whatever time I get out. Because I have a time card that says that. So when wages and labor comes, they're going to look at the time card. Now look at the time sheet and say, oh, well, this person deserves this amount of pay. So I did the diligence of going through the time attendance sheets and making sure that these numbers are correct. So there's a lot of errors on the time sheets that I guess evidently are not being caught, I don't know, or not being thoroughly inspected. I can't tell you the reason why. All I know that there's a lot of errors, and that one of the recommendations was to go through the time sheets, the attendance sheets, more accurately. According to what I've seen, that's not being done in accordance to what the recommendation of the court was. Let's see here. Number four, violation of Brooks County Policy Manual. They had an individual that exceeded their allotted time. Again, no additional information has been done. No policy has been implemented for making a policy at the landfill, so nothing has been done about that. Number five, supervisor's timesheet have not been signed. We find out who signs the timesheet for the supervisor, talked about that. I did find out, and I saw, at least on mine, that February's timesheet was not signed again. So I don't know what the issue is. They're turning in an unsigned timesheet. The recommendation was make sure you get the timesheet signed. It's not happening. At least for the most part, or at least for some part, but not the most, some part. Number six, hours of operations. We talked about that. Who said that we wanted to get a policy as far as, you know, do we want to continue working lunchtime and closing, opening? Why are some people leaving at 3 o'clock when the policy says that this is the hours of operation? That's still occurring. Nothing's been done. No policy's been set in place. And number seven, job descriptions and classifications. Still waiting on those things. We had some, we don't have some for some people at the office. It's hard to implement any kind of strategies or procedures and policies if there's no policy in place or job description in place for what to do. In lieu of these things, I'm going to call Rodney up here so we can tag team this next issue. We also found out that we discussed on, I think it was February or last month, audit was that there were issues at the landfill where rural trash pickup services were being, where residents were being serviced to pick up their trash, but some were paying and some were not paying. That's still occurring. I know one of the recommendations, member Commissioner Olivada is clearly stating, you know, we'll stop picking up the trash then if they're not paying. I remember him saying that clearly. I mean, pretty common sense, pretty simple. My concern with that is that it's costing us county revenue because we based our projections on how many people we projected would have rural trash pickup, and if they're not being picked up, that's going to hurt our revenue source. And our total money is that for the budget for the landfill is $401,000, and like 3/4 of that comes from the general fund. So as due diligence of the Commissioner's Court, I would imagine that the money issue is a big issue, along with these other issues. So I'm going to bring Rodney up here to discuss in a little more in detail the findings of these rural trash incidents. Let me make y'all copies.
when we did last audit, presented it in March. This is another follow-up to that. And this is sort of a simplified version, which just gives you the basics of that, the names of the person, the address, what months they have not paid for, and whether they're receiving service or not. This is as of March 31st. So some of these figures may have changed based on April. Say some people may have paid, but you also may have some people who are not paid for April services. So you can see going down the line, however many months some people have or have not paid for, and the date service was suspended, or if it says no, then they're still getting service as of March 31st.
The people that haven't paid are still getting services?
Yes. And so the totals for March, you would have that on the last page. The last column, 251 people have paid for March. 93 residents have not paid for March service, but their trash is being picked up. And that goes back through the previous months also, 64 for February, 46 for January, 48 for December, 33 for November, and 11 for October. So all those numbers, that's amounts that we have not received for service provided. So we updated the revenue for that, the revenue estimates. Basically, we have 6 months of the year budgeted, which would be $50,000. We're actually at $40,000, so we're $9,665.70 short. That's for trash pickup. Landfill charges are short $2,989.21. So if we add those and estimate the next 6 months going like that, then the total shortage for the year would be
$25,309.82. So in lieu of all this stuff, we'll continue, I guess, doing another three-month audit, wait for 3 months to buy and do it again and see what's occurring. I think that since this is a new department we put by itself this year, we need to do due diligence to make sure that this thing's operating efficiently, effectively. And I mean, we have X amount of money that we've already allocated. If we don't meet the allocations of this landfill, where are we going to get the money from? Now, we have to ask yourself these questions, and these are tough questions to ask. So my job is just to bring you all the facts, bring you the information. I think we've done that. We did that in... So now if you have any questions for us, we're more happy to try to answer those.
It seems like it's, December, January, February, March, or November. Was it happening before, like September?
Well, it wasn't happening before because we weren't charging.
In September.
We started charging.
In September.
Well, I don't know about the actual landfill charges. They're at the landfill.
When did we start charging?
In May, I believe.
In May?
Yes. Now, not to our understanding, Rodney can correct me wrong, but when we went through this, I don't remember any part of discrepancy as far as money's missing, as far as, or receipt versus that kind of thing. But there's, revenue missing because it's not being charged. That's a big thing. So I'm just letting you know the trend is, and if it continues like this, we're going to be $25,000 short what we projected. That money, again, is that landfill is being sourced by mostly general fund monies, taxpayers' monies, which we have to have due diligence for, and then money being collected from the landfill charges and money being collected from the rural pickup. So it doesn't, as far as revenue is concerned, it doesn't look good.
Any questions?
August, on this rural pickups that we're doing, it's not mandatory that we should pick it up, but there's no statute in the law saying that if If we don't pick it up, you know, they can't pay, because some are being good, some are paying us, some are not. But the city has more city ordinance than the county. County cannot force anybody to pay us if we want to do the service for those people in the rural area, right? I mean, it's like we're taking a 50-50 chance here.
I mean, I'm not an attorney, Mr. Martinez. I mean, but I would imagine, you know, that if someone, if we're providing a service and they're not wanting to pay, then we just don't pick up the trash. I would imagine. I think it's pretty simple. I think what Commissioner Levi said last time, they don't pay, don't pick it up. I think it's simple. As far as the laws and that kind of stuff, I have no idea as far as that.
But we cannot force them to say, you know what, you have to pay or else, you know, we're not going to pick it up.
Well, if you already provided a service, I would imagine, you know, that you can send out these statements that you owe us money. They owe us this money. So it can't just say, you know, I'm not going to pay because it's the county. You know, they owe us money, and we can go, I mean, I would imagine we can go through collections or something if need be, I don't know, to get that money back. I mean, they're a vendor to our
company. Was there something that was signed? Didn't they register for the service?
They registered. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Well, I think that if they owe 3 months, they ought to be billed for those 3 months.
I agree.
And take it to the JP if they don't pay.
But that's not the issue. On the issue, the other issue is that we're not sending out, as far as I know, we're not sending out these collection letters, but we're not also charging people who are not paying. And so there's a couple issues going on here. Mm-hmm. And we're not even talking about what's going on collecting at the actual landfill itself. People going in there. And, you know, I mean, we're just talking rural trash pickup, and we're talking, you know, the people signing up not paying in collections. What about the landfill charges? You know, and I ain't going to tell you hearsays and this, and I don't have no factual data, but we all hear stories, and, you know, y'all can take that to heart, however, but these are factual data that we can prove that's happening. So that's why I'm just sticking to this. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I just want to let you know, I'm concerned.
Will be short, and that doesn't include the what they're. You're talking about the when they
the
go
in and out
there?
Traffic going in and out. Yes. Any other questions?
In November, we started with the 324 office. The people that paid in November, or is it in the bottom? Of
no, that's how residents paying for service.
Yeah, so I'm saying 324.
Of the residents paying for it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes.
And it started to decline.
Yeah,
decline.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
So I'm afraid the next month it'll get worse and worse. And by the time you know it.
We're up to 251.
Yes, sir.
From November we had 324. Now we're up to 251.
And remember, things could have changed a couple here and there since we finished that day.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir?
Now, there is a trash route that is given to the drivers by the supervisor.
The list. There's a list.
He gives it to the drivers, and then the drivers pick up the people from there.
Oh, no, your name's on there.
Oh, is he? It is on there. I haven't seen it.
We know that, I mean, by the fact that he has a list out there. Right? Now, David T. might say, that's not a fact. We know that by the list being generated by the supervisor given to the drivers. The drivers are not going to go up and, I mean, y'all can bring in the drivers and ask the drivers. I mean, I don't know. But all I know is that there's not revenue coming in, and you know, and their trash is being picked up from people according to the law that's given to the drivers. And I gave you all, and I'm not gonna, I gave you all a letter. You can look at that letter I gave you. There's a letter in front of you, stating that that is occurring.
The statement or the letter?
Whatever, yeah, statement or letter, however you want to word it. So,
mm-hmm.
In And I know there's been incidents where I'm going to put her on the spot, Commissioner Garza, where she herself got billed or was told, hey, you owe me this amount of money, and she already paid it.
Yeah.
So there, yeah, so. That's not to be decided. My job is just to tell you that there's an issue going on, and we're losing revenue. And this is what it is. Now, y'all can do what you want to do. My job, I think, is completed. I'll come back in 3 months and do another follow-up audit because of the urgency of this department. It's new, and we need to make sure it's operating. I mean, I think $401,000 is a lot of money.
Any other questions?
We've implemented a software, right, for them to help them out with...
We implemented, at first they had a software called Swear, that wasn't efficient, and that was October, and December, oh, and May, and then we went to QuickBooks, which is a legendary software company that multi-million-dollar agencies use. We got them a version of that. They said it wasn't sufficient to run reports, so we got them the whole version. In February, so they have a software system that, like I said, multi-million-dollar companies use. So I don't know.
Thank you.
There's no training on that, obviously.
I don't know.
For them to know how it works and all that stuff.
Hands-on training. I mean, I guess there's a support line they can call and get support. I mean, imagine they're getting hired to do that job. They need to be efficient and literate in technology.
Well, I think it's not about the training. It's about collecting
I think the common sense is don't pick up the trash. I think it's common sense. I don't know if training involved with that.
All right. Let's go ahead and go into executive session, line item 8. It is 2:40 p.m. Discussion and approval of matters pursuant to section 551.074 to government code for the discussion of personnel matter, the appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of the non-field supervisor, and employment, reassignment, or duties of personnel action on interim basis in this position, and line item 9, pursuant to section 551.071 Texas Government Code to meet with attorney with respect to the scope of section 419.087 Texas Government Code and its applicability to certain entities and organizations. It is 2:40 p.m. Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. Back from executive session. Executive session 8 and 9. Do you have a motion to table?
Go ahead, Judge.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item. Line item 6, discuss status of ambulance service proposals. Submitted by Commissioner Garza.
Yes. We were wondering what the status was on the proposal, Judge. We've been on month to month with
Well, what happened last time, we were going to, it was on the agenda, but something happened, I don't remember what, that I didn't have a quorum after that. A few commissioners left. And also, Willis, the EMS owner, came into my office. I didn't get to tell you this because we didn't go over any of that the last time. Came into my office the day before we were coming to Commissioner's Court, along with, what is his last name? Cordova? He's a bail bondsman. I didn't know what they did. And Mr. Cordova had called me that he wanted to meet with me. And I said, sure, come in. By 12. They were late, and he brought Mr. Ontiveros, which is the owner of Willis EMS, right? And there was a kind of like an actual push. I need for you to help us out in commissioner's court with the commissioners to get on with Brooks County. And I said, well, sir, you know that what we send out, that's, you know, a big no-no in that. And I said, I know you were here for that. I didn't even know you were coming with Mr. Cordova. And then we talked about the employees that he had, right? And it was very uncomfortable, so I asked him to leave. So at that point, well, nothing was said. We didn't do anything with the ambulance service. But I figured that we would have to go out again for bids because of that. We can eliminate them altogether.
Did they turn in a bid?
When?
I'm
sorry? Well, I think the paperwork that we submitted, it said no, I guess, I don't want to say bribe because it wasn't a bribe. Right. A lot has changed. Right. Well, it wasn't like that, but. It wasn't like that. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm telling y'all. I would feel more comfortable, yeah, in contacting them and letting them know and maybe go back into. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sorry? Yeah. Was what? We were supposed to open up and, yeah, move forward, yes. We have not. We're still there in the office. The people, right, exactly. Okay.
We had like 3 applicants.
Yeah, we can bring it back. And then I'll go over something with you later on. Okay. No, it's okay. That's it, Rick?
That is it.
No. Do we do? Nothing's transferred? Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have a line item 10? Motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion approved. Time is 3:04.
One signature.